97.7 here with your host Trent R. Nelson. Good morning. And what a wonderful morning it is to discuss all of the happenings around the Springfield segment business community with our wonderful friend. She is the publisher of the Illinois Times and the Springfield Business Journal, and her name is Michelle Ownby. How are you this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Trent. Doing well.
We love that oh so much, and we hope that you enjoyed the eclipse as much as the rest of our listeners and the host of this program did.
Yes, quite a way to start the week, for sure. I know a lot of people were on the road Monday, so I'm probably not the only one trying to catch up being back at work.
Absolutely. And so we will jump right into it because, of course, we got the week going off so well. We should keep it going in that way. What can you tell us about your corner office and Synergetic Solutions? What can you tell us about a relocation?
Well, those two businesses have the same owner, Melissa Hamilton. Your corner office is a co-working shared office space downtown, and Synergetic Solutions is a business consulting firm that she runs. But both businesses have been located downtown there at 4th and Monroe for about 8 years in space on the third floor, but she was leasing that space, and Melissa has now purchased a building at the corner of Chatham and Monroe. It's a little one-story building with yellow siding, if you can picture that. It was most recently the headquarters for MAD Illinois' office. So she's currently in the process of doing some renovations and hopes to move in within the next couple months. So the co-working space, there'll still be some co-working options in that building downtown. It'll be under different management, but her own firm, Synergetic Solutions, will be relocating to that space there at Chatham and Monroe.
Well, of course, we always have businesses coming in, moving out. Such is life in the business world. In the world in general, of course, we have people moving in and out as well all the time. And so we wish good fortune and luck to your corner office and Synergetic Solutions. And of course, as we just noted, not all businesses can continue on. Sometimes they've got to shutter down. And our next topic is just in that same vein. What can you tell us about Aviatore Coffee House?
Yes, so the coffee house has closed just under 2 years in operation. They opened back in May of 2022. Of course, that's the property there at the corner of Mason and Logan that was purchased from Tony Leone's estate. He had been in the process of remodeling it to open a cafe at the time of his death. And it ended up being an aviation-themed coffee shop when the property changed hands. And owner Juliana Kopic said that the business has been profitable the last 2 years. That's not the reason for the closure. She is a pilot, hence the aviation theme for the coffee shop, and she has recently taken a new assignment that is based out on the West Coast. So she said it's just too hard for her to be hands-on with managing a coffee shop here in Springfield, Illinois, while she's based on the West Coast for her main employment and, of course, going all over the place as part of that. She's had the property listed for sale for a while, but decided to go ahead and close things down. She did reduce the asking price to $349,000, which includes the equipment, fixtures, and inventory. So she reopened just for a couple days. Actually, Monday and Tuesday, she was open for kind of a final hurrah, but at this point, no plans to continue operating the business until hopefully it changes hands in the near future and someone else can keep things going there.
Well, certainly we hope that that occurs, but we also understand why the business has been closed in the immediate. Everyone should have the opportunity, as they'd like to, as it were, fly out into, well, in this case, the West Coast. Really positive things there, and we look forward to seeing what the Aviatore Coffee House becomes, whether it stays aviation-themed or is perhaps given a different theme. But, Michelle, we have to continue on. We love speaking about coffee. We love coffee. We also love food, as many of our listeners know. What can you tell us about what Karen Kahn, the president of Kahn's Hospitality Group in Springfield, had to say just ever so recently?
Yes, well, our readers love both food and alcohol, if our social media posts are any indicator. And we've had a couple of controversial topics come up in the last week. One, as you mentioned, Karen Kahn from Kahn's Hospitality Group actually spoke at a news conference at the Capitol last week. There is legislation that's been advanced by the Illinois House that would end the state's subminimum wage for tipped workers. As you may know, people who work for tips, you know, such as serving jobs primarily, are allowed to be paid 60% of the state's minimum wage. Now, technically, if the wages plus tips don't come out to the minimum wage, the employer is supposed to make up the difference. The reality is that doesn't always happen the way that it should. And so some folks that are proposing changes to the law say in order to address that, they want to require all employers to pay the full minimum wage, even for tipped workers. Karen Kahn was testifying saying that, you know, that would be very harmful to her various businesses and that she would have to raise prices and cut employees' hours and benefits. And of course, many restaurants say that they're still struggling to fully bounce back from COVID and everything that went along with the pandemic. So they see that as an additional burden on their business. So the sponsor of the legislation says that she's going to seek some compromise before presenting it for a vote. And there seem to be strong feelings on both sides of that issue.
Of course, as there always are, it is a matter of economics. On the one hand, what Karen Kahn and many in her position or similar positions saying, as well as from the other perspective, everyone's got to get paid enough to pay the bills. That's how the whole thing operates properly. And speaking of operating properly, what can you tell us concerning what the Sangamon County Board has voted to do that might help stem a bit of that overdrinking?
Yeah, so this was this just took place at Monday night's Sangamon County Board meeting, and I think there's been a little confusion surrounding this issue. So Sangamon County has voted to eliminate 3 a.m. liquor licenses for bars. Now, that would only apply to bars that are in unincorporated areas of Sangamon County. City of Springfield, of course, has their own rules. For now, they do still allow 3 a.m. bars, but you've got some of these, you know, what we call donut holes. So, for example, there is one 3 a.m. bar that's governed by Sangamon County, but it borders Jerome and that area. So some people may think it's City of Springfield, but it's not. It was not a particularly close vote. It was 21-5. There was fairly significant debate over this issue and a number of amendments proposed, which failed. But they have voted to eliminate the 3 a.m. liquor licenses. No word on whether City of Springfield is taking a serious look at that or not. I know some people think that this may be a precursor to the city stepping forward and trying to do the same thing, because, of course, there are a number of concerns as far as the police with some of the fights and disturbances that break out around closing time for late night establishments. But as of now, no word that the city is moving forward with any specific plans.
Well, of course, as we mentioned, that alcohol can sometimes be a factor in public safety issues. It can also not be. There are also other factors, of course, that play into it, and it will be interesting to see what the numbers reflect once this does go into application and everyone gets to live with it. And of course, we will reach back to you to discuss those results as we gather them. Michelle, it's always such a wonderful time to speak with you, and of course, we love to do so, but we have to let you go. You're a busy individual, but before we do, can you please tell our audience where they can learn more information, just like what we've spoken about today?
Sure. If you get on our website at springfieldbusinessjournal.com, you can sign up for BizBytes. That's our weekly newsletter, and it's free of charge. And of course, you can also sign up to get the print edition delivered directly to your home or office, but we also have that online content every week with the more time-sensitive and breaking news.
You're in here first, folks. There's some evergreen stuff that you can catch, but there's also some stuff that simply cannot wait. And Michelle Owenby, the publisher of the Illinois Times and Springfield Business Journal, she is providing all of it to us, and we're certainly thrilled concerning that. Will you come back next week and do it all again with us, please?
Absolutely. We'll chat again next week, and I'm sure there'll be plenty more news to cover by then.
Oh, there always is. And we are so grateful that we get to have these chats. We hope you have a wonderful day and a wonderful rest of your week ahead.
All right. Thanks, Trent.
Absolutely. Business in the 217 here with your host, Trent R. Nelson. Why don't you go out and enjoy all of the wonderful bounty which the citizens and denizens of Springfield and Sangamon County provide us all with each day. And who knows, maybe we'll be talking about you next week. Take care.